Hey, Babeologists.
Hi, babes.
Out in Babeland.
How's it going?
You guys feeling good? I got to guest host today.
I was so grateful for you.
Yeah?
Yeah. This episode is called Babes I Used to Know.
Mm-hmm.
And it's all about my relationships with two men and one Jen. So two of my exes came on, Jeff and Mark, and they were super kind and sweet and lovely about the whole thing. And we talked a little bit about our relationship, but then we just talked about kind of like life and relationships in general.
Yeah.
But it was interesting and it was kind of awkward at first, but it was really fun.
I think the biggest thing was just the fact that I was hosting this and I didn't know either of them that well.
Yeah.
Like I met Jeff before, but I never knew Mark. So like I had to kind of get to know them a little bit in order to really like move things in motion. But
yeah,
it turned out great. And I think you guys all got to like kind of catch up and set the bar with yourselves on like where you're kind of at in your own lives perspectively, like not only about your relationships and in general, but just like knowing where you're at, like where you split from back when you used to date to where you are now.
Yeah. Yeah. That was interesting. I liked hearing what they had to say about like post us.
Yeah.
Because I know a lot about Jeff. Like, Jeff and I are pretty good friends, but Mark and I haven't talked in probably 7 or 8 years or seen each other. So that was, like, weird at first. I was like, what's new? And he was like, well, it's been 7 years, so I don't know. Like, a lot.
Yeah. And the, and we got to learn more about, like, what they're trying to do, where they're at in their own lives, and what they're trying to pursue. And it was fun to hear about. And we just kind of all we were like, we need to do this again, but not as in an awkward situation.
Yeah. Now that we know each other, we can like be real friends.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like Mark and I used to hang out a little bit like in between. Like, I don't know. We were like we hung out a little bit like after we broke up the last time. But then things got weird with like someone I was dating and then I just like completely cut him out of my life. But Jeff and I have like gotten, you know, to be friends again recently. And so I'm hoping the same thing will happen with Mark. Like I really like him as a person and we were friends before we dated.
I think so too. I mean, Mark wants to do a podcast. So as long as I'm still alive, it'll probably get done. but what I like about this episode in particular is just how I think it's pretty inspiring to be able to reconnect with your exes.
Yeah.
You know, I have weird things with one of my exes that I don't know if I could ever like do that. But like after seeing this, I was kind of like, it would be nice to get to that point.
It is.
Eventually.
Yeah.
I mean, and not that this was like, not that they were recent. It took some time before you guys were able to like sit down together. But I think that's something that I think a lot of people would want to aspire to is just to be able to not hold bad feelings or a grudge or anything against someone that isn't a part of your life anymore.
Yeah. And I think that you like lay a base with people who come before your person, right? Like you learn about yourself and you learn about other people and you try to figure out like how you can be the best you in a relationship. And your exes kind of teach you how to be that person in a way.
There's a lot of lessons.
In this one. And I think that cutting them out, like I know that a lot of people feel like, oh, like after you break up with someone, you shouldn't be friends. But I think that cutting them out is like losing a really valuable part of your experience. Because like Jeff and I are still really good friends. And like we give each other shit all the time. We like hang out with each other sometimes. You know, like we just have a different level of understanding of each other than a lot of other people do. And I think that's like nice.
Yeah, it's nice to be able to reconnect with like that person and maybe even get more insight out of them, which I think you did on this episode.
Yeah, I hope so.
Yeah. Let's let the Babeologists find out for themselves.
Yeah, let's let the listeners decide.
Yeah.
I hope you enjoy this episode of Babes I Know. Babes I Used to Know. I hope you enjoy this episode of Babes I Used to Know. And follow us on Facebook, Babes to Know.
Yeah, subscribe.
Subscribe. Fucking follow us on Instagram, Babes to Know.
Submit to the Columbus Podcast Festival.
Oh, yeah. Submit to the Columbus Podcast Festival. What's the date? What's the deadline?
The deadline is March 13th.
March 13th, friends. It's coming up.
Festival's on April 26th and 27th. So if you're not submitting, go.
Go now. ColumbusPodcastFestival.com. It's so easy.
Very easy. I couldn't have made it easier for you guys.
We really couldn't have. Right. Enjoy. Bye. Love you. Bye.
Kisses.
Chance, bell instead of dance, and creep on the couch for another 5 hours of surreal or marathons, TV out of mind. Now that I've had my 15 minutes, I was just another dude, paid for your food, and can't help but laugh at how you hated tennis, how you hated everything, so they'll not sting. Maybe what's the point if I never feel
so. I'm guest hosting Babes to Know today, guys. And it's so exciting. Because it's not just any episode of Babes to Know. This is the Babes I Used to Know episode of the podcast that I'm excited to take the lead on. We have a few guests that Christine knows. She has some history with, right?
I used to fucking know them.
Hey.
Yeah, I'm really proud of that title too, because I thought of it.
Yeah, you did.
But I can, you guys can introduce yourselves if you want.
Yeah. And
hi, my name is Mark.
Hello, Mark. My name's Brian.
Nice to meet you, Brian.
Give like a little context for like when we knew each other.
Christine and I went to high school together in Poland, Ohio, near Youngstown. We dated on two separate occasions for a while.
So a couple dates lasted for a little while.
How long would you say?
I mean, I think we dated for like 2 years.
2 years?
Right?
Oh boy.
Like a year and then...
I'm getting two completely different
another
stories.
Another year?
That sounds right.
Is that right? Okay.
Okay. So they were... 2 years?
Non-consecutive.
Non-consecutive 2 years. Okay, now yeah. I'm getting it. All right. And Mark, what do you do?
For my job? I work for a textbook company right now,
mm-hmm.
But I'm looking for a new job. Last year, I worked for a research firm and interviewed people that lived in nursing homes and really liked that job, but it got canceled by the government, so I got dicked on that one, but...
Damn government.
Taking our jobs.
So, Mark, how did you feel when Christine reached out to you to reconnect with her through podcasting?
Honestly, I had some mixed feelings about it. I probably haven't seen Christine in about 7 years, maybe. So I didn't really know what to expect or what we were going to talk about, but thought that it was a good idea and... You know.
Yeah, no, I'm
the more I thought about it, the more that I wanted to do it.
No, thank you for coming, both of you, because Christine and I have been looking forward to this for a while. And I'm interested to hear more about your thoughts of when you got reached out to later on. But I also want to introduce Jeff.
Hello, I'm Jeff.
Hey, Jeff.
How you doing, Brian?
I'm doing good. How Excellent. About you? When did you date Christine?
I honestly forget how long we dated. Maybe a year?
I think it was a year and a half. A year and a half?
Year and a half? That sounds about right.
Year yeah. and a half.
We dated in college when both of us went to Otterbein. We were both shitty English majors.
Yeah.
What phase in college? Was it the beginning or towards the end or
It was
middle?
Your senior, my junior, I think.
I think it was the end of my junior year.
The beginning
to
of my
the end of my senior year.
Okay.
Yeah, like spring semester.
It was a winter fall relationship. As far as
college years go. We'll find out if that had anything to do with anything later. before we move on to Jeff, just a little description about yourself. What do you do?
As far as what I do for work, I work at OSU and I help. I'm not like a person who does research grants, but I'm on a research grant team where I like help them put surveys together.
Mm-hmm.
But like what I'm actually benefiting from in that job is I'm going to school to be a sex educator.
Okay.
Yeah. So that's kind of like my hopes and dreams.
Cool. How did you feel when Christine reached out to you about this?
I thought it was a really good idea. I honestly forgot that Mark was going to be here. And I was like, oh yeah, just doing like a one-on-one with my friend Christine. Oh yeah, Mark's going to be there. I was like,
you didn't tell me who or how many people were going to be here either.
And it's funny because earlier today, a friend of mine was like, oh, you're doing the ex-boyfriends panel? And I was like, panel? I thought it was just me and Christine. You must be mistaken.
I swear I told Jeff, though. I know I didn't tell you. Sorry.
Well, I assumed that there would be more than just me, but...
Yeah.
Well, my phone... you probably did, but I had to do a factory reset on my phone, so I like lost all of the information. In fact, I did not have your number when you texted me this morning, asking if I remembered.
New phone. Who dis?
I think that's a good transition into... to our last panelist here tonight, the babe that Christine still knows, the babe of all babes, the babe behind the penultimate babe.
Behind every babe is an even stronger babe.
Yeah. We got Jen over here sharing a mic with Christine.
God help me. You probably won't hear much from me tonight because I'm sharing a mic with Christine.
Whatever. So Mark, like what, One thing I'm curious about with Christine is just kind of who she was back in high school. Do you have here's maybe this will be a good chopping off point. Did Christine seem like she would pursue stand up in high school? That's something I'm really curious about. Did she ever mention it or talked about it?
Yes.
Oh yeah.
I remember a little bit about this. I know that you had talked about comedy and were really into it and kind of had some vague aspirations. I don't know if we talked about it very much, or I don't know how seriously you took it at the time. But we were in a couple plays together in high school, and that's kind of when we spent a lot of time together and got to know each other a little bit better. And you're about 2 years younger than me.
So you were like junior?
I was like a senior. You were a sophomore. And
Christine, you dated a senior.
Some plays and stuff.
I mean, yeah, whatever.
And you were also really involved with speech tournaments and stuff like that. And I remember that I went to one of the speech things that you participated in.
Yeah.
Because I didn't understand it.
She dragged me to a speech and debate thing too.
I did not drag him.
I'm already seeing patterns.
All right.
I think I had already graduated, so I like rode with you on a fucking school bus to North Jackson or someplace to do a speech tournament.
Mark. That's so pure.
That's
good.
Really, yeah.
It was a little bit weird, but
I'll bet.
I mean, so you guys met through theater? Was that like?
Well, I think we had some mutual friends too. Mm-hmm. That wasn't the only circumstance. It was a pretty small school.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That almost sound like there was not much to choose from, almost.
I didn't mean it in that way in terms of I mean it in a way like, you know, a lot of people involved in the same kind of stuff or who had the same interests.
We were in the band together too.
Yeah.
You played the saxophone.
I did.
Okay.
I played the clarinet.
Cool.
Woodwinds.
Preferred term is woodwinder.
Is it really?
Yes.
Oh my god. Woodwinders. I had no idea. Jen makes fun of me every day for all of the shit, nerdy, weird shit that I did in high school. So I don't know if that makes any of you feel any better, but
I mean, I actively play D&D, so I can't like point fingers.
I was definitely the coolest out of all the people here. Which is probably why I ended up marrying Christine.
You really needed to bring up the cool factor.
Yeah.
Right.
So wait, you're
she brings some cool to
a
relationship.
Yeah, I'm in a band now.
What do you play?
Saxophone. No, I don't.
Wow.
I play bass.
That's cool.
I remember when you were learning bass.
Yeah. Well, I'm glad I stuck with it.
Yeah.
I feel like I'm a lot better now than I was 10 years ago.
Yeah.
Do you want to plug the band? What's the band? Can I see him?
Can you see him?
Can I see him?
Maybe.
Can you see me?
The band is called Andy and Wolf, A-N-D-E-N. Okay. Like from the mountains.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. It's a cryptozoological animal. And I've been with this band for maybe like 2 years, but somebody quit recently and kind of changing things up a little bit. So there's talk of changing the name. So.
Word.
All
right.
Cool.
Yeah.
The were you in a band while you were in, was it just marching band in high school, or were you trying to do bands in high school too? Or
we were in marching band.
Just marching band? Okay.
And like concert school band.
Mm-hmm. All right. The so what kind of like brought you two together? Was it like a mutual friend, or was it how she was playing the clarinet? Like, I don't know. Like what
was it? What was the indescribable quality about me?
Well, I mean, I'm just curious if it was one of those things where it's like a friend, you know, a friend tells you about this person, or a bunch of friends tell you, because that's how I dated one of my girlfriends, was just the fact that this one friend just kept telling us that we needed to date, and then we eventually did. So
I don't really know if it was anybody particular. It was just kind of mutual circumstance. And then
how did you ask her out? Or did she ask you out? Did anyone ask each other out?
I don't really remember.
I think you asked me out.
I feel kind of bad because I don't really remember a lot of it either. But
it was
a long time ago.
I think what happened, like when we first, like we knew each other and we were friends, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And I went to OSU for college. You were still in high school. I was home for the summer or something, and we started hanging out again. And kind of that's.
Okay. I do remember one thing.
Oh, yeah.
I remember that you asked me out and I said no. And then you asked
in
me
in high school.
Yeah. Okay. And then you asked me out again, and I was like, fuck yeah.
Maybe.
So I do remember that happening,
what
but I don't.
What happened in that interim to turn him into this hunk of desirable man?
Right.
I don't remember. I don't remember. I don't know. I don't know.
Okay.
It was just like there was a lapse in time there, but.
How?
It's no surprise that Christine wanted to bring that up, that she turned him down first. I just want to put that plug in for Mark. Like, it's, you know, it's really about Christine. It's not about him. I would have said yes to Mark on the first time.
I would have said yes to him,
that
too.
That is not what I meant to do. That's what I remember. But I don't remember our first date. Do you remember that?
I guess expecting you to remember the first one might be
really
a little hard.
I remember like driving around in my car a lot.
Yeah, I remember like a lot of music.
I remember, I don't know if it was, so like we dated for a little while, and then I don't remember what happened, like why we broke up. But then after you came to Otterbein and I was in Columbus,
yeah,
we kind of revisited that situation for a while as well.
Oh, yeah?
We sure did.
Yeah?
Yeah.
That do tell
like a story.
Yeah. Somebody share.
I don't have anything to share.
I remember coming over and hanging out with you at Otterbein.
Yeah.
And just,
okay.
Yeah.
Just hanging out.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
In the dorms.
Catching up.
That was cool.
With, mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Good.
Okay. All right.
All right.
I mean. Well, I mean, it sounds like you know, living in a. In a small town, kind of like in the middle of Nowheresville, like you just hang out and talk and drive around and look at stuff together and just figure out life.
Small town dating is boring as shit.
What kind of mixtapes would you play in the car? Like, what kind of music would you play?
I don't even remember.
No?
I remember.
Oh, you do?
Yeah.
What would you play?
Like, Belle and Sebastian was one. The Format. Tegan and Sarah, were the first person to introduce me to Tegan and Sarah.
Oh.
Yeah, and now they're a big part of my life, so thank you for that. Thank you for giving me a primer. What else? I know that you liked Cursive, but I never wanted to listen to them because I thought it was aggressive music.
Like The Strokes, White Stripes, Bright Eyes.
Yeah, the White Stripes, Bright Eyes.
I still listen to a lot of it.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Well, So
we went to IKEA like a lot, right?
I don't know. I wouldn't say that it was a lot, but it was.
We went more than
like went to the IKEA.
45 minutes yeah. an hour Mark's away from where we
was
were.
Was IKEA one of the hot spots?
Mark's really into Swedish, his Swedish heritage. So we had to yeah. go.
And IKEA is like the biggest Swedish thing in the United States. So.
I think so. Yeah.
Wait, you were in high school and you went furniture shopping together?
Apparently. Yeah. It sounds like it.
Well, yeah. I mean, it was fun. I liked it.
Okay.
Did you, I still like going to IKEA. I don't buy anything.
I can't wait till the new one opens.
I don't know how I feel about that.
It's going to be great. What?
It's too close.
Are you serious? Oh.
So
you're too just close. Used to working
for me, like, growing up near Youngstown, the nearest one was in Pittsburgh. It would be like a fun event. We'll go do that. Now if I need something, like, oh, go to Cincinnati.
Yeah.
Go down there. Like, right. Go to the...
Make a day of it.
Make a day of it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. What I told that to Jen, I told that exact same thing to Jen the other day, and she was like, don't you realize that there are people like in Central Ohio who like come to Polaris and make a day of it? And I was like, I didn't realize that.
Yeah, me neither.
I'm just not one of them.
Yeah.
So no. That's an interesting way to look at it. But you can still go to the one in Cincinnati.
Yeah, like people from Mansfield or like, you know, the outskirts a little bit, I think that they probably come to Polaris and are like, man, this is fucking sweet. And I go to Polaris and I'm like, this is fucking horrible.
Mark, what's like, is there anything that you can take away from the time that you spent with Christine while you guys were dating? Was there anything that she like, anything significant? Like, did she like teach you about yourself, or did you learn anything about dating people from dating her?
Well, I think any kind of relationship that somebody is in is a growing experience. You learn more about yourself by how you relate to other people. I think that's really important. And I think the older that I get, the probably better that I am to be in a relationship with.
Mm-hmm. Was there anything like specific? Cause like, I agree. Like each relationship that I've left with, I like left with at least like a couple of lessons or at least a couple things where I'm like, well, I'm definitely not doing that again. You know, like, I don't know if that's the case for you or Christine or not.
That's kind of a difficult question. I will say that Christine is a lot more outgoing than I am. I'm pretty quiet, and the way that you are maybe forced me to break out of my shell a little bit. And I think that that's important. And again, the older that I get, the less I care about shit like that. When I came over here, I felt like I was being incredibly bizarre and weird. So
it's okay. Me too.
I don't know. I'm sure that there are other things that I can't remember that you exposed me to in some way. I just don't really remember.
I will say that like there, I mean, if I thought that you were like going to be bizarre, I probably wouldn't have invited you here. So I don't know if that makes you feel better. I don't think you're being bizarre.
Okay. I just feel self-conscious.
That is very understandable.
Yeah.
I mean, I do too. I feel incredibly uncomfortable and I'm sweating a lot already. So
I'm feeling nice and cool under my beanie.
Put it in perspective. Yeah. All right.
No, you're doing just fine. I was the other thing I wanted to ask you about was just you know, what kind of say you and Christine kind of like broke up. It sounds like it was pretty natural just because of the fact that you were moving, right?
I don't really remember the first time, and then the second time it was more like I'm in college and I want to have a normal college experience.
Yeah.
I remember talking about that and was kind of upset at the time, but I'm not upset anymore.
Oh, I'm really happy.
You were
to hear
upset
that.
About like just your life being like pulled by her and college life, or what?
No, not really. Just breaking up in general.
Oh, okay.
Like, I don't know. When you're in a situation like that and somebody doesn't want to be with you in the kind of relationship that you've established, it's, you know, naturally disappointing. But
mm-hmm.
I understood.
Yeah. Well, I mean,
how old was I? Like,
oh, like 21.
22.
I mean,
or
I was like 19. Yeah, we were young.
Mm-hmm.
We were babies.
Yeah, enough to like
obviously move past whatever like negative feelings were there or anything like that, and just realize that you're still two really cool individuals that can hang out and do a podcast together.
Yeah, I'm happy about it now. We should hang out more.
I know, I agree. I think
I don't feel that uncomfortable about hanging out with you and talking to you specifically or anything. You know what I mean? It's more like a bunch of people here.
Weird situation. Yeah. No, I don't either. I think we should hang out. Okay. It'd be fun. Jeff and I hang out.
Yeah.
Fun fact.
Yeah.
We should all hang out.
Christine and Jen hang out.
Yeah,
sometimes.
Jen and I hang out sometimes. Yeah, we see each other.
Yeah.
Occasionally.
You said Christine helped a little bit with you getting out of her shell, which I agree. That's like one of her strongest traits, that she can really, you know, burst out and get into your face, which is awesome.
Sounds like a negative.
No, it's a positive. So part of the babes to know is knowing about like the untold story and stuff like that. So was there like, I'm just curious about like any like one or two specific like times in your life where after dating Christine, where you felt like you needed to break out and were actually able to do that. I'm just curious about that.
I can't think of any specific examples afterwards. But the types of people that you were friends with and the things that we would do together, like I would come with you, and it was usually not what I was used to. Like, I remember we went to, like a New Year's party or something at a skating rink that the Maranskis had. And there were tons of people there.
Yeah.
And,
oh no.
I don't know. It was just like different people that I didn't really know that I don't want to say that I was forced to talk to. It was not a negative experience. Fuck. You know what I mean?
No, that was very funny. It's okay.
It was.
I feel like everyone here at this table would say that exact same thing about interacting with me. So it's okay.
Absolutely. I mean, I totally second that, because Christine does force you to do quite a few things, including to like talking to people that you don't want to.
You guys are okay. You can handle it.
Thank you for thanks for sharing that.
What about you, Christine? Mark, what did you learn from dating Mark?
What did I learn from dating Mark? Mm-hmm. I have like some like general knowledge about like German spacecrafts or aircrafts, rather. Yeah.
Okay.
Some like I can recognize a name. I don't know, like a little bit of
some
like,
of my peculiar interests.
Yeah.
You were
yeah.
into like
some
space,
oddities,
spacecraft,
medical
and stuff?
Medical oddities.
Medical oddities. Like elephant man shit.
Yeah.
Or
oh yeah.
Bizarro yeah. stuff, like what they would play on House.
Yeah.
You a big House guy?
No.
Well, I studied history, so there I like World War II, learning about that, and I knew a lot about like World War II German airplanes specifically for some reason. That was just kind of what I chose to read about.
Mm-hmm.
Space stuff, like I don't know, weird animals, I don't know.
Yeah.
What else?
Like the bands that you listen to, obviously. Like I don't really like listen to a lot of music, but an interesting connection here is that Mark introduced me to the format, and I was listening to the format while I was texting and driving with Jeff, and I got into a car accident. And so I couldn't listen to it for like a whole year after that happened. But whenever I think about the two of you, like, I don't know why, but like, or the format, I guess, I think about both of you because of that.
Just don't text and drive.
Dude, I don't anymore.
Good.
Most of the time.
Don't text and drive. Save a life.
Stay alive.
Stay alive.
Whatever it is.
Whatever the slogan is that I ignore.
Don't do that.
Yeah. No.
So I learned a lot about different things I never would have learned about,
mm-hmm.
I guess.
What did you learn about yourself personally?
Through Mark.
Yeah.
Personally?
Mm-hmm.
Oh man, can you come back to me? I don't know.
No, you're like literally the only person in this room who's dated Mark.
Right.
That's a really good question.
Was
I don't know. I feel like Mark like gave very few fucks. So like maybe that's something like just like not, I don't know, just like
be yourself.
I feel like I might be able to answer this from what I know.
Wow.
Thank goodness Jen's here.
Yeah, so Christine is a very aloof and disorganized individual. And I mean that in the most loving way.
I'm a creative.
She's a creative. And from what I know about Mark, he's like a very like put together, like clean, organized individual. And I feel like Christine maybe early on kind of like learned that there's an alternative to being like, you know, out there. Like you can be like a grounded, cool individual and like organized, and like that's a cool thing.
Okay. The thanks for killing that. Yeah. Thanks
I would agree with that.
Thanks for killing that dead air, Jen. The no.
Because I mean, you know. I know Mark more than Christine does, clearly, which is a big joke because I just met him 5 minutes ago.
All right. I don't know. It was a long time ago, but Mark also has a very nice aesthetic. Mm-hmm. So something along those lines, too.
Okay.
Like clean lines and shit.
Is he like your in number of guys you or people you dated? What was he like? Was he number one or is he like? He was early on.
Dated?
Right? Yeah, dated.
Second.
Second?
Yeah.
Okay. And Mark, what was Christine for you on that end?
Second.
Second? Ooh, okay.
Oh, my God.
All right. The did it after leaving that second relationship, did you feel like it was better than, like, your first ones previously? Because, like, first ones can be pretty bad and pretty awkward. And it sounds like yours just overall went pretty smoothly for what it was.
Yeah, I don't know. First relationships are always way different because you have no experience or context with relating to somebody else in that way. So, yeah, it was different. I don't know. You asked if it was better.
Yeah, I mean, better might be like a very vague term, but it was you know, just like, did I mean, as far as like a whole like dating experience goes, because like the first dating experience I had no idea what I was doing, like, at all, and I lost that person in probably a week or two, but then, like, you know, as you keep trying to figure out yourself and figure out other people, you're just better at getting along and trying to get to know someone, like, you know, on in that sort of relationship, especially if you're considering in the context of high school.
Yeah, I guess it was better in that way. It was also very different, and we did different things, so I don't really know how to answer that.
Okay.
I do. This relationship was way better than the first one.
All right.
But,
why was that?
I don't know. It just, you know, like, I don't, it probably has something to do with, like, I don't know. I really liked Mark a lot. I think we just liked each other a lot. And I think the first relationship was like weird and not quite as amicable. I don't want to say, I don't know what the word is. We didn't like each other as much.
Is this right. Child Republican?
Yeah.
Okay.
He refused to be on this show. So if you're listening, hi. We could have gone in depth about all of this.
Well, since he isn't here, let's start moving on to Jeff now.
Please do.
Yeah.
Oh, gosh.
Let's get on. Let's figure out your guys' deal. So you guys went to Otterbein together?
Yeah.
Okay.
The first year that I was there, we were both in the same dorm, and I hung out with you and your roommate every so often. Like, we would get high in the dorms, and that's cool that we talk about that, right?
I mean, Brian can just edit it out.
Okay.
Yeah.
So we used to.
I'll edit out that first part.
I'll just repeat it.
Yeah.
Okay. So yeah, we used to hang out in the dorms all the time and go to parties together and stuff.
Yeah.
I remember because you guys were like down the hall from me, and I had a cardboard cutout of John McCain after the 2008 election, because like I went back and I visited my hometown, and I like went back to the high school I used to go to for some reason, even though I didn't really know anybody there anymore. And my government teacher had a cardboard cutout of John McCain in the back, and I asked if I could have it, and he said, well, it belongs to this student. He brought it in for extra credit. So I went and I found him, and I asked if I could have it, and then the two of us walked in, and then we both grabbed an end, and then we walked out.
Wow, I didn't know that backstory.
Yeah, and then I put it up right in front of your guys' door, and then basically, like, ding-dong ditched you. Yeah.
I remember thinking that was very funny.
Yeah, so did I.
Yeah.
Is that what won you over, Christine?
No, we didn't date until like a year later.
Yeah, we were pretty good friends for a while.
Yeah, we were like close friends.
Mm. I remember, if we're going to talk about like things we learned from each other.
Yeah.
So we were like going and getting dinner, and I was talking about like some really shitty joke that I told. And Christian was like, Jeff, that's very misogynist of you. And I said, hey, I cannot be a misogynist if I don't know what that word means. Because I didn't at the time.
You're like a big feminist now.
Yeah.
It's very.
So I'm proud of you.
It's very like college white boy of you.
Oh, I was the whitest college boy there ever was. So yeah, you like turned me into a baby feminist and all that stuff.
Oh, I love that.
Yeah.
We were talking, like, we grabbed some dinner before everybody met up, and I was thinking back on, like, stuff I remembered from our relationship, and it's mostly just us hanging out and being friends. Like, most of my memories aren't, like, particularly romantic. Like, no. There's a couple things. Like, there's one, like, very firmly in my mind of when we had first started dating, and we just, like, didn't go to sleep. We just, like, sat on your bed and looked out the window all night and talked, and then, like, the sun came up.
Yeah.
And then we played like Here Comes the Sun, and it was really adorable.
Well, yeah, that is fucking adorable. Yeah. Like, I wish that I have had a romantic moment like that. But honestly, like, if anybody's gonna have it, I'm glad it was Jeff. Well, you know, it definitely could have been Mark, and I would be happy about that too. But I think that's real fucking sweet.
God. I remember that. It was James Taylor's cover of Here Comes the Sun. Yeah. I just want you to know.
Of
that.
Course it was.
JT.
But yeah, most of my memories of our like year and a half or whatever are us just kind of being assholes and like joking around. Like, I forget what we called it, but it was basically just an improv game. Because we did try to start an improv group. A sketch group. We tried to start a sketch group together.
We worked on it.
But we used to play this improv game at parties where we would be hanging out in the hallway. And then we would pretend to get in an argument and just keep escalating in like severity of the insults and the volume of them back and forth. And the first person to basically either laugh or back down lost. And in your house once, like, you and I are screaming at each other, like, these knockdown, drag-out insults.
Yeah.
Everyone is so uncomfortable, and you and I are trying our hardest not to laugh.
Yeah, we did it in the campus center, too, once.
Yeah,
that was great. That was, I think that might have been before we dated, but that was great.
Yeah.
Were you both doing improv together?
Yeah, like, technically, yeah. I'd say, like, most of our relationship was, like, just trying to make each other laugh. Yeah.
Christina's actually asked me to do that, Jeff.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yes, you have.
That and, game or just improv?
No, she's been like, do you ever want to like fake fight? And I've been like, nah.
Not unless you want it to be a real fight.
Right, because to me that's like some pretty fucking dangerous territory. So, and I'm trying to not get divorced. So now that you mentioned that, I find that like fucking hysterical because, you know, I didn't go for it, but I'm glad you did. I'm glad that you fulfilled that for her so I didn't have to. Yeah.
Jeff and I also had some phenomenal real fights.
Oh god, we fought so much.
Oh, about god. What?
I don't
just
even remember.
Nothing. Like nothing. Nothing. I would get like so competitive and like so angry that I would just like start screaming. And Jeff is like a pacifist, like the calmest dude like you'll ever meet.
Yeah.
And I would just be like, "That's not right. And that's really fucked up." And like, I would just get really rude and angry real fast.
And occasionally she still does that. Yeah.
I remember.
But, you know, we all seem pretty passive, actually.
I'm medicated now.
Yeah. So, like, I mean, Jeff is really passive. Mark seems, like, pretty laid back.
Yeah.
So I think, you know, you have to have that balance because if you were with somebody who wasn't, well, you have been. And that shit didn't
that
work
didn't
out.
Go well. Yeah, that didn't go well.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, she wasn't invited.
I wonder why. Mark, did you ever have a fake fight with Christine?
Not that I remember.
Did we ever fight?
I don't really remember fighting about anything.
I don't either.
Important.
I don't either.
Okay.
I feel like
it was a lot more chill.
It was
back
an improv
in our,
phase.
Our younger days.
I feel like you calmed me down a little bit. Like I like brought you up maybe, and you brought me down. Like yeah. you found a nice middle.
I'm going to be 30.
Phase. Yeah.
Okay. In April. Yeah. And I feel real weird about it.
Yeah, age is just a number, baby. Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah. But a lot and for like a year.
I
a lot of fighting for a year.
The harshest fight I can remember was because of the movie In the Cut.
Oh yeah,
In the Cut.
In the Cut.
What did that do?
Mark Ruffalo is in it. Who else is in it?
Meg Ryan,
who has like the cool masturbation scene.
Yeah, that was great.
So it's a very feminist movie by the woman who directed
Jane Campion.
Yeah, Jane Campion, who directed American Psycho.
It's got a 5 out of 10 stars on IMDb and a 34% on Rotten Tomatoes.
I didn't say it's a great movie.
All right. It's a great feminist
Was that what you guys were fighting about?
So, Christina, like, there's a lot of, like, men enacting violence in that movie.
Yeah.
And, like, I was just kind of processing through the whole thing, and I was still, like, baby feminist at the time.
Mm-hmm.
And Christine was very, like...
I was in a feminist film class.
Yeah. Christine had taken classes on feminism before.
You poor man.
So, like, that was the dynamic. And so she's like, so what did you think of this movie? And I was like, and not, like, having the words and, like, haven't really processed it yet because it was just after we'd watched it. I was like, that movie, like, made me feel how, like, I was, like, what was it? Like, that movie made me angry in a way that it was supposed to as, like, a man. And she's like, well, what is that supposed to mean? And I'm like, okay, that's worded poorly. But, like, basically it's supposed to make you, like, feel disgusted.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, because of that poor phrasing or because you were so, like, gung-ho feminist.
Insane.
Like, we were yelling at each other in my living room. And my 4 roommates were in the house, too.
Mm-hmm. Not great.
And I don't know if you feel this way, and we're actually in therapy for this, but I'm a very slow processor, and Christine is like an immediate, like, you know, guns to the wall, balls to the wall, like, you know, like, let's get this out. And I'm like, whoa, I need some time to, like, think about this.
I do that, too.
Yeah. Okay.
So,
wait, you go guns out, or you're just like, we need to slow this down?
It takes me a little bit longer to, like, think through things and what I want to say, and... When my girlfriend Beth, I love her very much. Everything's fine.
I love this preface, and I'm ready for this tea.
But when we fight, it's, you know, she is wants to talk about it right then, and sometimes I don't know what to say about it, and I end up digging myself into a hole for saying something stupid. I'm sorry.
Or for just trying to think of something to say
yeah.
at all, like because I'm the same way. One of my problems is, and I had to take tutoring for this, was trying to figure out how to form sentences in my head before I, like, write them out or talk them out. So, no, I get
I don't,
that.
I'm going to go back a second. I don't think that that's necessarily a bad thing.
No.
That everybody communicates in a different way, and I think that that's important to, you know, when you're with somebody that you care about, try to, you know, see eye to eye and communicate in the same way or in a more productive way.
Yeah. And like when it's like, I think of myself as pretty quick witted, but like Christine was like leagues ahead of me at this point. And like, even in like a relationship where you are just working things through slower, it's really hard to get to that like sync point. Like you have to have a certain amount of arguments and like a certain amount of like, working out how, okay, this is how this person thinks, and then they have to like think about how you think, like, and that's just like a cool thing about like loving somebody a lot and being in a relationship with them is like both of you actively trying to work on the other person's level so you can have a productive argument. And for a lot of our relationship, I don't think we had some productive ones, but we had a lot of productive
talks about like our communication styles. And that's how like I learned a lot about myself, is when like I learned like, oh, I just don't process things as quickly as Christine, and she's a lot more aggressive and competitive, like you said. And I'm just, she's like trying to win an argument and I'm just trying to get to the end of it.
Right, totally. Yeah, I just find that like super interesting that we're, I mean, I guess you kind of have to be. Yeah, yeah, I mean, I guess so. So I just, this is super interesting because, I mean, that's still something that she does today, which isn't a bad thing.
I'm working on it.
Change the tiger stripes, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, sure does.
I mean, it's in the end, it's just two ways to get to the same place. It's just two different routes.
Yeah,
and I mean, and you know, sometimes like the, and at the same time, like, you know, being very fast or very being quick-witted isn't always the best thing to do either. Like,
yeah,
neither way is right or wrong. It just is.
I mean, I'll say that's what I learned from Jeff for sure. Like, I just remember, like, I have a very like clear memory in my head of us fighting. And I remember thinking like, I knew what I was doing, you know, like I knew that I was just like being competitive and like wanting to win, but like I didn't like my, you know, I was at a point where I just like, I couldn't stop myself at that point. But when I get into fights with Jen, I think about that because Jen processes things slowly too. And so when I'm thinking about like, okay, like I just want to like process this all out, I just want to get it all done, like I have to remind myself of like, you just have to slow down. Like, Jen's not ready yet, and nothing's going to happen.
And you learned that from Jeff in particular?
Yeah.
So you learned...
Thank you, Jeff.
Call me Training Wheels Kitney. But speaking of current relationships, my girlfriend, who I also love very much.
Yeah.
When we argue, it's more like... we're each doing a TED talk at each other. Like, both of us don't get particularly angry, but like we bullet point out what we are saying, which is kind of funny.
That is adorable.
There's like a thesis statement at the beginning.
No, right. For real. Like, it is the discourse.
Good for you guys. Yeah. I think that's great.
I agree.
Jen seems a little envious, it seems.
Not envious, but I think that that's great.
It is. Yeah, Mark, same thing. Like, just, is it TED Talk like with you and her, or with your current girlfriend?
Not really. She, I don't know.
I'm pulling a Christine. I apologize.
You don't have to say anything you don't want to say.
That's also true.
I don't know.
You can say like a roll up of like other relationships if you want.
I'm just trying to think of the right way to phrase it without sounding like an asshole.
Oh, mm-hmm. Perfect.
I mean, it sounds from what you were saying before that, you know, she's more of a like reactionary and you're more of a passive like processor. So.
Yeah, I mean, the things that we fight about, she definitely has a right to be upset about. And sometimes I don't do a very good job of seeing things from her perspective or thinking about it or think about it in like an emotional way. Like, I'm pretty black or white about some things. But when you're in a relationship and something upsetting happens or something's going on that you need to talk through, thinking about it in that way is not helpful.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess that's the best way to put it. And it's something that I think is really important, and I'm trying to work on to make those kind of conversations more productive.
That's beautiful.
Yeah. That's really mature AF.
Thank you.
That's adulting.
Like, I don't like seeing Beth upset or feeling like I did something wrong. So most of the time I just kind of want to like not fight anymore and get through the conversation and make everything okay. But usually that doesn't really address the issue.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
I feel you.
So yeah. I don't know. Sometimes that's something that I'm not very good at, but
It's hard to figure out like what exactly it is that you're upset about or what you're fighting about.
Yeah.
Or the best way to express your opinion.
That too.
Yeah.
Without saying like, oh, well, I didn't mean to make you feel that way. Like, that's something that I say a lot, but it's kind of
sounds like an excuse.
Negating to the other person.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes like the thing you're fighting about isn't what you're actually fighting about. And it's not until you're like an hour into the argument that you realize it.
Yeah.
That happens to Jen and I a lot. And we just started going to therapy for like couples therapy just because it's like good, like maintenance,
which I support therapy in all capacities and think it's a great thing.
I do too. Also, medication might be right for you or it might not, but it's right for me and I'm really happy about it. And I'll talk about it all day.
I saw a counselor for a while.
Did you really?
Yeah, oh, cool. It was great.
When?
I don't know, maybe like 3.5 years ago.
That's cool.
For any reason specific?
Just some weird stuff was going on in my life, and I felt like I needed to talk through it with a neutral person.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Mike O'Leary.
Oh, good job. That's
shout
great.
Out. Shout out to really the show. To
counselor,
show.
Yeah.
Yeah, but our counselor...
I wanted to see him more recently, but he wasn't covered under my insurance, so it just didn't work out.
How long did you see him?
I don't know, like 6 months.
Okay. No, it's
did
cool.
it help you?
Yeah.
I'm kind of surprised that you were helped with verbal processing.
Why do you say that?
I don't know. I just don't... When I think of you, I don't think of you as an extremely like verbal processing person. But it was a long time ago, so I could be completely like wrong now.
I don't know. I thought it was really helpful just to talk through and like express myself and hear myself say things and kind of think like, well, why do I feel that way?
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't know.
You're always really creative. I feel like you did a lot of your like emotional outlet through like.
Yeah. Lately I've been thinking about that and I want to be more creative and do more things, but like.
You're saying you're trying to get back more into. Being more creative, or do you don't feel like you were as much as you were when you were with Christine? Or
no, I don't think I would say that. I think I've always been a creative person and had different hobbies. Mm-hmm. I think having personal interests and hobbies are really important for people to you know have a little bit more depth and things like that. But
definitely,
like I'm in a band now and I really like it. I'm excited about it, and I'm trying to write more music. And write songs and come up with different things, but I just feel kind of in a creative rut, maybe like I don't know where to start and that's scary, so I don't do it, or you know, stuff like that.
I get into those moods every once in a while myself, and it's just usually not with like stand up, but like other things that I like to do. I like to I like throwing pottery on the wheel. Mm-hmm. And I like writing poetry. So sometimes I take breaks from them because I just don't know what to do, or I just feel like overwhelmed and I feel like I can't get to it. And, I don't know. Eventually I just force myself to do one little thing with it. And then that'll kind of like get me to fall into a trap of like doing another thing with it and then another thing. And then the next thing I know, I'm actually throwing something on the wheel. Yeah.
I kind of do that with other hobbies. Like, I've played bass for quite a while, but I've never really tried to write songs before, so I mean, maybe that's part of it.
Is that, so that's like a new process for you? Is it just writing like lyrics or writing like music with it too?
Well, I play bass in the band, but I also play guitar, but I mostly just play guitar at home for fun.
Mm-hmm.
And try to come up with little ideas that I could pitch to my bandmates and say like, I came up with this thing, but I don't really know what else to do with it. And it's been a really positive experience so far, but I just kind of... you know, would like to be a little more proficient.
I mean, and just to like, you know, once you learn more about what you do, you just naturally want to build more on top of it and just keep seeing like where the limit is.
I think I'm at a point where I'm a little ahead of myself. Like I'm excited about what we're doing as a group and want to get out there and play shows and do all this other stuff. But I don't have all the tools to do that, I guess.
Since Christine just got back in, I'm gonna ask you if you've written any songs about her.
No, I haven't. I don't think I've written any songs at all.
Okay.
But I think the first time that I ever played bass in front of people was at Dave's dad's karate studio with Tyler, and you were there.
Mm. Where was this?
In Youngstown.
In Youngstown? Okay.
Some friends of mine started a band and I hopped on bass a little bit. And
so Christine saw your first like concert?
I wouldn't call it a concert.
Well, show, you know, but yeah. Still. That's really cute.
Also, I just really love like the cadence of the sentence in Dave's dad's karate studio.
Yeah, my good friend Dave Bucher, his dad owns a karate studio where we would practice.
That's dope.
It was cool.
Yeah, it was awesome.
That was a long time ago.
Jeff, let's get into your current life a little bit too.
Sure.
You have a podcast, right?
Yeah, working on it, mm-hmm. on and off.
Yeah.
It's me and my friend Ethan. Who?
What's it called?
It's called Sucks to Suck, an expert's guide to failing forward. It's a podcast about learning from failure and trying to not get paralyzed by it, because I'm pretty familiar with that sensation.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know. Growing up, I've always been one of those people where, like, if I wasn't instantly good at it, I just assumed it wasn't worth pursuing.
I think that's part of my problem, too.
Yeah.
Not to interrupt your story.
No, it's fine. When you were talking, I was like, oh, I relate to this so hard.
I've been thinking about it a lot, actually, about, you know, when you're in school and you're younger, like, you have grades and benchmarks. Mm-hmm. But when you're an adult, like, I feel like I'm fucking everything up.
Yeah. No, for real. Yeah. Exactly. And that's like kind of what we have been wanting to talk about. My really good friend Steph came on, who is a grad student at OSU and basically just has to finish her dissertation, like is in the editing stages of it. But we were just talking about like the fear of doing things and like not really knowing how to function as an adult when you've been getting those benchmarks your entire life.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But I say working on it because the last... Well, we've recorded an episode since then, but I'm still editing our 2016 year in review episode, and it's what, February 22nd.
I've been waiting for a new episode.
We have part one of it done. I'm waiting for Ethan to give it the thumbs up, but then we did part two of it, and then we have another episode since then that I can't remember what we talked about.
By the way, if you want a big failure on your show, just reach out to me. I'll be there. So.
No, we've already done some networking. Like, hey, you want to be on my podcast? Yeah, if you're online. Yeah. What's up?
Oh, sweet. Well, benchmarking yourself as an adult, like, how are you supposed to do that? Is it do you just try to pursue whatever makes you feel like happy or good or what interests you, perhaps?
I mean, it's kind of like completely up to you, because there's things you can do that like have benchmarks where like people have done this thing before, so there's like prescribed steps to it.
I think you kind of have to make benchmarks for yourself.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. But like most people are going to have to like forge their own path, and like they can like base it off of what other people are doing, like as a, or like talk to their friends and like a sounding board for like I'm doing this thing creatively, like Mark, what are you working on? And then just kind of like using each other and like not using each other sounds weird, but like using that creative energy to like move each other forward.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
Yeah. The first way I phrased it was very poor.
Using each other.
Using each other. Someone who wants to use you.
I was going to say earlier, if, are you not done?
No, go for it.
Oh, okay. I was going to say earlier, before we went off on that like creative tangent, that Jen and I have been seeing a couples counselor, and she helps us to get to like why we get into like defense mode. So mm-hmm. like why I like start to fight and like want to win, and like why Jen does the stuff that she does. And it's fascinating. And she's so good at being like, let's peel that layer back. And like peels the layers back.
Mm-hmm.
And so you're no longer talking really about the content of the fight. You're talking about why each other is reacting in a certain way and why you can't communicate through it. Because both of us are like putting our guards up, and that's been like a really fascinating process.
Yeah, like meta-analysis is just a really important thing for personal growth, whether it is a relationship, whether it's yourself, or it's something you're pursuing creatively, whether it's just something you're making creatively.
Mm-hmm.
That's something I really love about the McElroy Brothers comedy, because it's very... Like, people like to say, like, oh, it's so honest. They just do what they want, like, about comedians. But it's really just, like, recognizing, like, oh, this is a thing that we're doing right now. Like, on their TV show, they have Griffin's transitions where he talks about, like, okay, so I'm just going to sit at this desk and then I'm just going to describe the screen wipe I want to happen. And it's going to be Jeffrey Tambor punching a tiger, and the resulting explosion will go to the next scene. And, like, the joke is, we have this TV show that they're giving us money for, and we're just going to kind of do weird stuff with it. And like just that like meta level of analysis and just being self-aware to like work on your craft is just a really important part of doing anything as a human being and like adulting and stuff.
Yeah, definitely.
All of you are about to hit your 30s soon, right?
I'm turning 27 this Friday.
Yeah. Jeff's a little younger.
I'm a little baboon.
Still a little baby.
Christina's wrapping a cradle with me.
Speaking of that, like, Mark, you got into it a little bit, but like, how do you guys feel about getting into like this next chapter of your lives? And also, how do you feel like going into that now? Like, do you think it's a big deal or not?
Turning older?
Yeah.
Turning 30, getting older?
Yeah.
I don't think it's really a big deal. It's only a big deal if you make it a big deal. Mm-hmm. But I've been thinking lately about like certain goals that I have and things that I want to do, and maybe going back to, you know, setting an expectation or a benchmark for yourself. It's really difficult to follow through with some of those things. Like, I need to fucking exercise and eat better and stuff like that. And when you're busy and you're out doing stuff, that in itself is hard to do. Like, you guys are talking about podcast stuff. I want to do one about the history of the Vietnam War.
You know who can help crazy. You with that? Is Brian.
This guy. You know, this guy in the beanie. I think
that would be a good goal for me. I'm really excited to do it. I just haven't had any time to work on it.
That sounds really cool. I'd listen to that.
It's we should talk about that after. It sounds like one of the big roadblocks is just, what is it, putting the equipment together or something like that?
I have an interface and some equipment at home and I can do it. I don't know how good it will sound, but like writing it out and planning it and doing the research behind it, all mm-hmm. of that stuff is pretty time intensive. Like I said earlier, I studied history at OSU and I don't really work in that field or anything. And it's something that I still really enjoy and miss a little bit. And I would like to do something with it. And I read a book last year, about a guy who was in Vietnam, and the picture of the man that wrote the book looked like my dad. He looked almost exactly like him. And I thought about like, well, what would have happened and how would my life be different if my dad had to do that or something mm-hmm. like that? And it like made it a little bit more personal. And I started thinking about like, well, this is something I don't really know a whole lot about and is important. And in some ways has some parallels to some stuff that's going on today. So I don't know. I think that would be a good topic, but it's also expansive enough that, you know.
I mean, you could never finish talking about it, really.
Right.
Yeah.
It depending.
I have some good ideas. We'll talk about it.
Okay.
No, that's really cool.
Great.
Talk about it off air.
Have your people call my people.
Yeah.
Nice.
What about you, Jeff?
Yeah.
I also had grand ambitions to start working out. I just feel tired, to answer your question.
Okay. All right. You're giving me lots of things to look forward to so far, guys.
No, Brian's like 22, you guys, by the way.
Yeah. Oh,
I took a jog the other day. For like...
How'd it go?
10 minutes.
10 minutes more than me, my dude.
I ran consistently for the entire time. There's a park near my house. I went the entire length of the park, and then I had to walk home, and then I threw up a bunch. So that's where I am.
You definitely have put more into it than I have. I like had like a exercise regimen set up, but then I started going back to classes, and I basically have to work 8 to 6 every day now. And I don't really even get a lunch break because my lunch break is going to class. So like, even when I get home, like I'm super exhausted. I'm trying to, and I'm like, my intention was wake up like an hour early, do like some light cardio stuff, and eventually like work my way up to going to a gym or like taking some self-defense classes or something. But working like 10-hour days is just wearing me down. And all I want to do when I get home is just play Overwatch.
Yeah. Right now I'm working like 7:30 to 4 and I get up early, like, I don't really want to.
It's not worth doing anything.
No, and then at the end of the day, you're probably like, fuck that. Yeah.
That's real.
Yeah. there's just like no makeup for like energy. You know, like you need to have that in order to do a good job at what you're doing.
Yeah.
Oh, I don't want to understate it. I could be doing it.
Well, we all could be, but
yeah. For me, it's a self-discipline.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Nose point
issue.
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe I'll actually start like working on my podcast and working on my body and work on hating myself less. It's fine.
Working on my body. Work on hating myself less.
Those are pretty good.
That seems like a good place to start, Jeff.
For right now.
I like how that's number three, though.
Yeah.
Listen.
The podcast is first.
Sucks to suck.
I'm going by
working on your body is number two.
You know, it's like the Wild Stallions. First you make the music video. Then Van Halen teaches you how to play guitar, and then you get the babes.
Look,
it's that order.
You can't love yourself, or you can't take care of yourself if you don't love yourself.
Yeah.
That's a lesson that I learned.
Yeah.
Recently. Too recently. Because I'm 28.
How's 28 treating you, Christine?
It's fine. I mean,
you
think
seem in a good place.
I'm in a good place now. Oh, thanks, Jeff. Jeff's refilling my wine. Hey, I'm in a good place now because, again, I'm medicated.
Thank you.
But I was in like a very bad depression for like 3 years just recently. So that was cool.
Pretty
and
cool, huh?
It kept me from accomplishing all of my dreams and goals. And now that... Now that I'm not feeling that way anymore, I am on a path to completing all of my dreams and goals.
Good.
Yeah, but a little interruption there in the middle.
I mean, this just happens.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's just like
life is a series of obstacles. Life is a series of rakes that you walk into.
Right. Yeah.
That's a bunch of a lot of wood pieces smacking you in the face.
Yeah. I don't know. I'm too busy learning about, like, monkeys having sex and statistics to really like do much else these days.
I mean, that could make for a good podcast. You never know, like just covering over monkeys and whatnot.
I really want to. There's one subject that I recently learned about that I can talk about for like hours, and I want to do an entire episode of it on my podcast about. You know what? That's going to be a whole thing. We're just going to step back from that.
All right.
Because it's not relevant to anything that we're talking
appreciate
about.
It. Appreciate it.
So we're just going to...
Jen, you got anything?
Yeah. Does anyone have anything
any
left?
Any updates?
About what?
About where your life's going.
No.
Wait, can I ask a question? Are we almost done?
Yeah. I was wrapping up.
All right. Can I ask a question before we do?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I don't know. Can you?
May I? All right. I said something earlier that made me think of both of you. Is there anything that makes you think of me? Like, be nice.
Drum roll.
Or no, not at all. I never think about you, Christine.
Insert drum roll music.
I mean, I still see you a lot. So, like, just random things we've been talking about.
So my
about,
face makes you think of me?
Yeah. And also, we talked about how, like, we fought a lot. Christine and I did not talk for a couple years.
Makes my heart hurt.
And then we like became friendly again after I graduated from college, but we still didn't really hang out a lot. But then when you were putting wedding invitations together for your guys' wedding, you came through my checkout line at Whole Foods.
Aww.
And we decided to get lunch.
Yeah.
And then we became like hangout good time friends again. And I got to go to your wedding and it was super dope.
Buddies.
Yeah, that was really sweet. I actually remember when Christine told me about that. She was like, so I ran into Jeff. I was like, oh, yeah, like your ex-boyfriend.
I thought you were going to beat me up.
Yeah, she thought I was going to be mad, but of course I wasn't because I'm not Ashley.
You wronged
Thank
me.
Christ.
We will say your name.
Yeah. And she was like so excited to like see you again, and I thought it was really sweet, and I'm glad that things worked out so well. And Mark seems really cool, too. I'd love to have a game night with you and your girl.
Cool.
That'd be cool.
Do you do games? Mm-hmm.
I don't really like games.
You don't play like fucking Scattergories or Cards Against Humanity?
Yeah, sometimes.
Mark, you're going to play a fucking game with me.
Do you remember
get some euchre going?
We had like a board game, and Jill and Donnie still talk about this, when you like made a super bad reference in a game, I think it was Scattergories, and they like laugh so hard that they still talk about that. How funny it was.
I kind of remember that.
It was like 10 years ago, and they were like, remember when Mark said that thing? Yeah, I remember.
But like, to be fair, you know how Jill and Donnie like obsess over things.
Like, do they listen to this?
I'm sure they do.
I don't think they do.
They better fucking listen to it, you little bitches.
Everyone needs to listen to this.
I want to say too that I'm equally excited to see Mark as I was to see Jeff. I feel like I should say that, and because it's true.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
No, Mark seems like a cool dude. I've seriously enjoyed talking to everybody here tonight.
It was nice meeting Mark, Jeff. It was good to see you again.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Can I just say one thing real quick?
Yeah.
Rick and Sandy still talk about what you did with their garden. I guess you did some landscaping for
that
them.
Nice weeding job that I did.
Rick like still talks about that. And like sometimes I feel like a little bit intimidated because I'm like, man, like I've never done anything for you like that.
Well, it was like it was worth the $40 or whatever they gave me to do it.
I mean, Rick will say Mark did an impeccable job with the yard.
Like
so, I mean,
like multiple times.
Oh, yeah. Wow. So good for you, Mark. I mean,
way to go.
Yeah, I'm proud of you for that.
The Rick and
your legacy is secure.
They also talk about Jeff.
Yeah, I mean, they love you, Jeff.
Yeah.
I mean, that's natural.
They don't talk about Ashley.
One time, Christine accidentally introduced me as Ashley, and her mom gave me a hug because she felt so bad.
Well,
and Sandy doesn't really hug.
How about you, Mark? Any long lost memories? No.
What do you mean?
wait, Christine said of like randomly remembering like her or things or something.
Oh yeah, things that remind you of me.
God, that is such a vain question.
Or
such a narcissistic question.
No, I said something earlier. I was like, this reminds me of you guys. And I am vain. I'm a narcissist.
Yeah,
so just suck it. Right. I don't care.
Like, I don't know. I can't think of anything specific, but I think of you from time to time, and you know, like your sense of humor is something that is identifiable to you, and I think is an important part of your personality. I don't know, you know.
I just wasn't reacting to that, and it made you feel uncomfortable, I think.
Yeah.
No, I'm glad that my laugh doesn't haunt you. That's all I care.
It isn't.
Your witch's laugh.
My witch cackle.
Carry me off into the night.
When Brian asked you something, it's like, oh, is Christine always into comedy? Like, I've never met you before. And I was like, I literally know the answer that's about to come because I know like how big she's been into comedy her whole life.
You're real ham.
Yeah, it is a fact.
Yeah, I totally agree with that.
I just met this dude. Cool. I literally know what's about to say.
Oh my God.
Well, thank you guys for joining us at Babes to Know.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
Thanks for letting me guest host. Yeah, and ask about personal questions and past relationships.
Yeah, don't embarrass me.
Yeah. Trying not to.
We'll cut all that shit out.
Hopefully the only one who gets embarrassed out of this is Christine, and that'll be it.
I'm fine with that.
Yeah. I mean, she did ask two exes to do a podcast with her at her house, so.
I think we had a good time.
I think we did, too.
It was a good time.
Anyone else?
I mean, we talked about you a lot, but
we could talk about you guys more.
No, I'm kidding.
Brian ran it. I just want to put that out there.
I think we covered like a good balance of, you know, what your relationship was, what you've been up to, what do you think about like looking back, stuff like that.
It's just being a jerk. I'm sorry.
Yeah, it's unforgivable
good
on this show.
Good amount of you talk.
Good amount of you talk. Jen was impeccable. She was so perfect for this.
Always does.
Always does.
Always good.
Mm-hmm. So thank you guys. Yeah, thanks.
Thanks for being here.
Mm-hmm.
Bye.
Bye.